This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 26th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins addressed the winter conference of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture today in Washington. Rollins says USDA is glad to work with DOJ and recognizes the effort isn't perfect.
Does that mean we may make some mistakes along the way? Yes, but it also means we'll realize that and fix it while we're streamlining and making it more efficient. Just to give you an example of a few of those cuts in the last few weeks, we've cut $2.5 million in media subscriptions. We canceled a grant for $324,000 for increasing DEI. I say this because there is a lot of room to realign and retool and refocus with great intentionality, the purpose and the sustaining and service of the United States Department of Agriculture.
Rollins said USDA will invest $1 billion in the avian influenza campaign and will work to push back against the spread of the disease on several fronts.
We're devoting up to of that $1 billion, up to $500 million. In helping U.S. poultry producers implement gold standard biosecurity measures. USDA will provide free audits and wildlife biosecurity assessments. Second, we will make up to $400 billion to increase rates of education to better reflect market values, and we will work to achieve faster approval times so that producers can quickly begin safely operating again after an outbreak.
Rollins says USDA will continue work for better vaccines to prevent the spread of the disease.
We are exploring pathways to develop a new generation of vaccines and therapeutics while working with our trading partners to limit impacts on exports as well as addressing public health concerns. This does not mean we have authorized the use of a vaccine at this time. We are not doing this right now.
Rollins also said USDA may review the volume of U.S. eggs being exported and consider importing more eggs to try and cut costs for U.S. consumers. Well, members of the Senate Agriculture Committee continue to examine the health of the nation's agriculture economy. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Buck Wehrbein says compared to other enterprises, cattlemen are in better financial shape.
Our story is a lot different. The cattle business is strong. Prices are strong and very healthy. It is interesting because of the cost of inputs and so forth going up, and they keep going up, that even as we're selling cattle at 205 or 210, 100 weight, that the profit isn't that much different from when the cattle were bringing 60, 70 bucks, 100 weight less than that. And so, it's kind of interesting how the expenses and inflation and so forth have eaten into the potential for profit.
Wehrbein says when cattle prices stall, producers could quickly find themselves in red ink if production costs and interest rates don't come down as well. On tariffs, the Nebraska cattleman says the verdict is still out on President Trump's negotiating tactics.
Cattlemen are natural traders. We want free trade and fair trade. President Trump ran on the idea of tariffs, and he believes they're a good negotiating tool, and so we need to let that play out and see what happens. It's too early to know how that's going to impact everything. So we're willing to give it a chance. He liked tariffs in his first term, and we did okay in his first term.
Wehrbein says cattlemen want to see a farm bill approved by Congress, but producers are also very anxious to see tax reform addressed by Congress this year.
That needs to get reauthorized, if that limit even raised. It's not high enough now. That's a big one.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers. That's fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.